This webcast is a service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. More information at sd.net.
Thanks for all of the internet listeners. I'm sure there's tens of them. Please turn off your cell phones at this time. And just to let everybody in the committee know, we have a lot of representatives that have bills out there, so there is going to be some fluctuating of people coming and going. So I would ask for your forgiveness if we keep this agenda fluid when we move things around. Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Representatives Greenfield,
here.
Jameson,
here.
Ketwig,
here.
Marty,
here.
McCleary, excused, Otten, excused, Reed,
here.
Shamefish,
here.
Smith,
here.
Turbeville,
here.
York,
here.
Tolson,
here.
Consent.
Here.
We have a quorum with a majority of the members-elect present.
The chair will take a motion.
So moved.
To move the minutes, it's been moved by Representative Turbeville, seconded by Representative Tolson. Any comments? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Seeing that, the minutes are moved. We'll have the pages come up now, introduce themselves, tell us where you're going, where you're from.
Hello, my name is Joanna Bull. I am from Elkton, which is about 20 minutes from Brookings and about an hour north of Sioux Falls along the Minnesota border. I am planning on going to SDSU this fall to major in music education and minor in Spanish.
My name is Addison Stubbe. I live in Worthing, South Dakota, which is just south of Sioux Falls. I plan to go to SDSU for business.
Well, thank you for your service. Remember, if you're testifying, to sign in and also make sure you have your badge on. All questions come through the chair. And I'm sorry to say you've come into a really boring meeting today. I don't even want to be here.
You might not know where you're from.
Yeah, where are you guys from?
Juniors, seniors?
Well, thanks for coming to your capital. Okay, at this time we're going to open public testimony on House Bill 1161. Proponent testimony on House Bill 1161, revise certain references to the International Building Code. Representative.
Good morning, Madam Chair, committee members. Tim Reed, District 7. We have before you House Bill 1161, and this is an act to revise certain references to the International Building Code. It's a very simple bill. It has to be done about every 3 years. And it allows local entities to consider, and that's important to consider, adopting the updated version of the International Building Code. This bill comes forward about every third year that allows these updates. And it's important to note that, as always, that the codes can be amended locally, and the update is not required. And for those of you that have served on city councils, you know the process you go through with IBCs if you choose to use the International Building Code. In Brookings, because of having so many students at SDSU and a lot of rentals, there's a couple codes that we do change. And so it does allow that flexibility. So you're going to see that most of the changes in this is to clarify the provisions and make it more user-friendly. And I would appreciate your support.
Thank you, Representative. House Bill 1161, further proponents. Welcome.
Thank you, Madam Chairman and members of the committee. Yvonne Taylor with the South Dakota Municipal League. As Representative Reed mentioned, we do bring this forward about every third year to allow us to access the most recent code. We get asked every year, why don't you just put this in that you can use the most recent version? And that is because it would be an unlawful delegation of legislative authority. We have been told, and so we continue to bring it forward. If it would help your interest level, Madam Chairman, I do have a 100-page PowerPoint presentation on the International Building Code.
Yeah.
We do urge your support of the bill. Thank you.
Thank you very much. House Bill 1161, further proponent testimony. Any of you guys want to speak on it? Seeing none at this time, we'll open it for opponent testimony on House Bill 1161. opponent testimony? Seeing none at this time, we'll waive the rebuttal, and we will open it up for questions, committee questions, and or action.
Chair.
Representative Shane Fish. It's been moved by Representative Shane Fish. Do pass.
Second.
Seconded by Representative Greenfield. Any comments?
No.
Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Representatives Greenfield?
Aye.
Jameson?
Aye.
Kettwig?
Aye.
Marty? Excused. McCleary? Oh,
aye.
Is Marty here? Okay, thank you. McCleary?
Aye.
Otten? Excused. Reed?
Aye.
Shane Fish?
Aye.
Smith?
Aye.
Turbeville?
Aye.
York?
Aye.
Tolson?
Excused.
And Consett?
Aye. House Bill 1161, having received a majority of the members present, passes.
Madam Chair.
Representative Turbeville.
Move consent.
Second.
It's been moved by Representative Turbeville and seconded by Representative Smith. Moved consent. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. House Bill 1161 is moved consent. What? Oh, okay. So what consent means is that none of us basically have an issue with it, and it goes on a consent calendar on the floor, and we vote on it. It could be 10, 15 consents or just one, and then we don't have to have discussion on the floor. Good point. Now we're going to open up public testimony on House Bill 1163. Representative.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Tim Reed, District 7. House Bill 1163 is an act to revise certain provisions regarding municipal publication deadlines. This bill makes two sections of law in the municipal title match the deadlines found in the newspaper chapter. And so it was found that the chapters, it's in two places, and the chapters did not agree. Currently, the timing is that a municipality has 1 week to get the minutes of the meeting to the newspaper, and then under 17-2-18.1, the newspaper then has 10 days from receipt to publish. And if you take a look at this bill in Section 1, the current provision, which is in line 7, states that they have 30 days to publish. And so this aligns it in code, and also I think 10 days is the right amount of time for newspapers to get it published. Basically, this bill changes two sections of municipal law to make sure that these deadlines match up. I would urge your support.
Thank you, Representative. Further proponent testimony, House Bill 1163.
Thank you, Madam Chairman and members of the committee. Yvonne Taylor with the South Dakota Municipal League. The bill does exactly as Ms. Representative Reed explained, and we urge your support. Thank you.
Thank you. Further proponent testimony, House Bill 1163. Seeing none at this time, opponent testimony, House Bill 1163. No opponent testimony. We will move this public out of the public hearing and commit for committee discussion and or action or questions.
Madam Chair.
Representative Smith.
I move do pass.
It's been moved by Representative Smith. Do pass on House Bill 1163. Does he have a second?
Second.
Representative Turbeville is the second. Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Representatives Greenfield.
Aye.
Jameson.
Aye.
Kettwig.
Aye.
Marty.
Aye.
McCleary.
Aye.
Otten. Oh, he's back. Thank you. Reed.
Aye.
Shane Fish.
Aye.
Smith.
Aye.
Turbeville.
Aye.
York.
Aye.
Tolson excused. And Consett.
Aye. House Bill 1163, having received a majority of vote.
Madam
of
Chair.
The members present. Passes. Representative Turbeville.
Move consent.
Second.
It's been moved by Representative Turbeville. Consent. Seconded by McCleary. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. House Bill 1163 is moved consent. It normally doesn't run this fast. House Bill 1168 will open it up for proponent testimony on House Bill 1168, revise certain provisions regarding the abandonment or dissolution of television translator districts. Oh, that's Lake. Okay, he is in another committee, so we're going to move that one to the bottom, And so we will delay that at that time, at this time, unless there's somebody else here. Okay. At this time, I will open up proponent testimony, House Bill 1169. Representative Turbeville.
Good morning, Madam Chair, members of the committee. Chuck Turbeville, District 31. I have with me today House Bill 1169, an act to revise certain provisions regarding the commissioner form of government. This bill is primarily cleanup language for the commissioner form of municipal government. This form is used by 12 of our cities, all of whom have had a chance to review and comment on it. The bill deals with a form of government that has either two or four commissioners and a mayor, all elected at large. All vote on all issues, and the mayor has no ability to veto measures. Commissioners are assigned various areas of oversight. The bill started because two sections are in conflict as to whether motions take a majority of the quorum or a majority of the members. The issue in this bill was resolved by clearly defining what constitutes a vacancy and requiring a majority of the members remaining eligible to serve. In order to prevent someone from merely not attending meetings and holding up the ability to act, a new section was added that parallels a similar provision in the Aldermanic form, allowing the Commission to establish, by resolution, an attendance policy and provisions for violations. And while we were at it, we decided to clean up the entire chapter. Madam Chair, members of the Commission, I'm going to committee. I'll conclude my presentation now, and I'll stand by for any questions. I urge your support. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative. Further proponent testimony, House Bill 1169.
Thank you, Madam Chairman and members of the committee. Yvonne Taylor with the South Dakota Municipal League. We are also in support of this bill. We did check with our members who use this form of government. They commented and changes were made to reflect that. There are only 12 of these cities. Pierre is probably one of the largest. Chamberlain, Deadwood. So those are some of the cities that use this form. Last year, we asked the legislature to do a rewrite of the aldermanic form of government, and a lot of the changes that you see in here are a result of what we learned through that process. And so we think we're making this chapter better, easier to understand, mean what you say and say what you mean, and we tried to do that when we were making these changes. We appreciate your support. Thank you.
Thank you. Further proponent testimony, House Bill 1169. Seeing none at this time, we will go for opponent testimony on House Bill 1169. Opponent. Seeing none at this time, we'll waive the rebuttal. We will close the public hearing on House Bill 1169 and open it up for committee discussion and or action.
Madam Chair.
Representative Reed.
I move to pass.
It's been moved by Representative Reed, seconded by Representative York. Do pass on House Bill 1169. Any discussion?
I think this is just good cleanup language and gets the forms of government in line so we won't have any issues with voting on tie issues. So thank you.
Thank you, Representative. At this time, we will take the roll, Madam Secretary.
Representatives Greenfield.
Aye.
Jameson.
Aye.
Ketwig,
aye.
Marty,
aye.
McCleary,
aye.
Otten,
aye.
Reed,
aye.
Shane Fish,
aye.
Smith,
aye.
Turbeville,
aye.
York,
aye.
Tolson, excused, Consett.
Aye. House Bill 1169, having received a majority of the members present, passes. Representative Ketwig.
Move consent.
It's been moved by Representative Ketwig and seconded by Representative Reed to consent. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, nay. It moves consent. House Bill 1169. We are going to jump down now to House Bill 1183. Open public hearing on House Bill 1183.
I
Representative, welcome.
Madam Chairman, members of the committee, Nancy York, District 5. This is a very simple bill, also some cleanup language, and it just says that the municipality will clean up some ballot language to say the first Tuesday of August instead of the second Tuesday of August for a general election deadline. That's pretty much what the bill is.
Thank you, Representative. Further comments on House Bill 1183?
Madam Chairman and members of the committee, Yvonne Taylor with the South Dakota Municipal League. We did ask for this to be brought forward, and the reason is that we get our language, we would, under this bill, we would get our language for a ballot measure that is held in conjunction with the general election to the counties 1 week earlier, and it just makes it easier for the counties to meet all of the deadlines they have to do the absentee balloting and that sort of thing. And so we're moving up our deadline by 1 week to help the counties. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Further opponent? Proponent testimony, House Bill 1183. Seeing none, we'll waive the rebuttal, and we will close this public hearing on House Bill 1183 and move into committee discussion and or action.
Madam Chair.
Representative Turbeville.
Move to pass.
It's been moved by Representative Turbeville, seconded by Representative Jameson. Do pass on House Bill 1183. Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Representatives Greenfield.
Aye.
Jameson.
Aye.
Getwig.
Aye.
Marty.
Aye.
McCleary.
Aye.
Otten.
Aye.
Reed.
Aye.
Jane Fish.
Aye.
Smith.
Aye.
Turbeville.
Aye.
York.
Aye.
Tolson. Excused. Consett.
Aye. House Bill 1183, having a vote of the majority of the members present, passes.
Chair.
Representative Turbeville.
No consent.
Uh-huh. It's been moved by Representative Turbeville and seconded by Representative York. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. House Bill 1183 moves consent. This is just working out really well. House Bill, we're going to open it up on House Bill 1168. I see that the representative is here. Proponent testimony, House Bill 1168, revised certain provisions regarding the abandonment or dissolution of television translator districts. Representative.
Thank you, Madam Chairman, members of the committee. Hopefully it keeps on moving along smooth. I don't want to throw a wrench into your process here. I'm John Lake from District 23, and I bring before you today House Bill 1168. What this does, it just changes kind of an obscure title, or changes the law in an obscure title of South Dakota codified law that deals with television translator districts. And I've been asked that there must be a backstory behind this because nobody researches the code and changes something for a reason like that. And there is a backstory, and I'll give that to you in just a second. First of all, just most of you probably understand the difference, but maybe I will kind of explain what a translator tower district does. Back in the old days, transmission, not to be confused with transmission towers where they're sending out the signals for TV, CBS, ABC, sent them out there. What these transmission television translator districts, what they do, they would receive that signal and then redistribute it on a local area. So it was used, and it still is being used in cities for free TV, as that's what it is. Well, you get into rural areas, what they would do is somebody had to pay for these, and so it usually do at a city level or a county level, or in many instances, multi-counties or just a group of people would put these together so they could get five or six different stations. Back when they were usually put in, it was just PBS, ABC, CBS, NBC, and then redistributed out to those. Okay, so that's how it was. Flash forward 40 years, these things aren't used with cable and satellite. That's pretty much how everybody gets their TV now. There still are several of these out there, but who pays for them with not very many people using them? In cities, they're still doing it, and it still is used for free TV. But when you get into rural areas, and here's where the backstory is, and I'm going to use specifically what happened up in our county. There was it's called the five-county translator district. And what those five counties are, it was Campbell, Walworth, Potter, Edmonds, and McPherson pooled their resources and created this translator district. And they
erected at least two towers. There might have been three for a while and kept them functional for years. But it's come to the point where there's very few towers, very people that are using it, and they can't get out of the agreement. It's costing them about $30,000 a year to keep these translator towers in use because that was their original compact. And under current state law, how we have it is that it takes 51% of signatures of the people, of the voters living in all five of those counties to dissolve a district. And that's how it would be in a multi-county. If there happened to be one in a single county, you'd have to get 51% of the people in that district, in that county to dissolve the district. So what 1168 does that I propose to you today, it just changes that dissolution requirement to letting the county commissioners, well, in two different ones, and normally if it would just be a county that's doing it, it would just have to be the county commissioners would vote after taking testimony that they want to dissolve the district, but they would have to take testimony on it first. In the case of a multi-county district, they would have to get all five sets of county commissioners to okay the dissolution of the district, and then they could dissolve the district, and they would split the money up if there were any proceeds, which wouldn't be much, but if there were any proceeds, they would just divvy the money up back to the counties, depending on how many voters there are. So with that, I will stand by for questions, and I would encourage your favorable vote on 1168.
Thank you, Representative. Further proponent testimony, House Bill 1168. Welcome.
Good morning, Madam Chair. Members of the committee, Steve Willard, South Dakota Broadcasters. And just briefly to add that there are still translators out there. We're very supportive of the bill. It seems very expeditious. And I've got a couple of engineers that are old enough that I could call and get a little bit of the story. And that's exactly the case. 40 years ago, the cities and counties used to combine resources in order to get a translator in their area in order to get the signal. But technology and time and the signals has essentially overcome that. And so that's not the case now. We've still got translators in South Dakota. We've got translators in play right now that are going to be shut down because of the repack that's going on with the spectrum auction. But this bill makes a lot of sense. I just wanted to let you know that the TV guys have seen it and that they're supportive, and we'd encourage your passage and consent. So thanks very much.
Thank you for your proponent testimony on House Bill 1168. Further proponent? Seeing none at this time, we will open it up for opponent testimony on House Bill 1168. No opponent testimony, so we will waive the right for a rebuttal. At this time, the chair will open it up for any committee questions. Seeing none at this time, we will close the public hearing and move into the roll call on this. Oh, yeah, I'll take a motion first. Representative Reed.
I move do pass.
Second.
It's been moved by Representative Reed, seconded by Representative McCleary. Do pass on House Bill 1168.
Representatives Greenfield.
Aye.
Jameson.
Aye.
Kettwig.
Aye.
Marty.
Aye.
McCleary.
Aye.
Otten.
Aye.
Reed.
Aye.
Shane Fish.
Aye.
Smith.
Aye.
Turbeville.
Aye.
York.
Aye.
Tolson excused. Consent.
Aye. House Bill 1168, having received a majority of the members present, passes.
Madam Chair.
Representative Turbeville.
Move consent.
It's been moved by Representative Turbeville, seconded by Representative Marty. Is that correct?
Sure.
Sure. Okay. Sure. Well, thank you so much. House Bill 1168 has moved, has been motion to move to consent. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. House Bill 1168 moves consent. Does anybody want to say anything?
Good job.
I've never been a part of a day with no opponent testimony. That was.
Well, thank you for the efficiency of this committee and putting these bills where they should go. Madam Chair, we'll take a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Representative McCleary and seconded. Sorry. Representative Otten, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. We are adjourned. Go forth.